Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, the United States Army, retired CBS News. Jeff, NATO meeting coming up. You're a veteran of NATO. Christine Lagarde, the central banker for the European Union, making a very passionate argument in the Financial Times that the Eurozone needs to be a credible currency around the world to offer prosperity and continuity, not replacing the dollar, being an alternative to the dollar. Right now, the dollar is 58% of the transactions. The euro is about 20%. All this is financial, but it connects here to defense. In order to enhance the possibility of the euro being trusted around the world, Christine Lagarde wants institutional integrity and legal integrity, the courts. She wants growth and a promise of growth from the eurozone, 27 countries. And most importantly, she wants geopolitical credibility. By that, she means defense. Is Europe now looking at providing its own defense and not looking to Washington? Its own defense means uniform systems, uniform command, and a credible plan to defend itself in the event of catastrophe. Is that possible? Your experience is critical for me to understand whether NATO is able to take on such a big challenge.
It's possible, John, conceptually, certainly something that's been talked about before in the days of the Western European Union, which had a parallel military structure for the European Union members. But it has to overcome decades, if not centuries, of politics and history, whereby you can convince the European nations that rather than each state produce its own tank, its own fighter aircraft, its own artillery piece, that they need to specialize their efforts to ensure that they get one quality weapon system that will serve the defense of the entire European Union and beyond, including the Brits, for example. I think the Europeans are very worried about the fact that they can no longer depend on the United States. And then that summit coming up, we could see a massive blow up. We could see an announcement, frankly, of the United States withdrawing from NATO or withdrawing substantial amounts of troops from NATO. And Mr. Trump certainly might do that. And the Europeans, I think, are even worried beyond that, that even if they achieve their rather ambitious targets for military capabilities over the next few years, that may not be sufficient to totally deter Russia from testing the alliance, some kind of an attack on perhaps one of the small Baltic republics or perhaps Romania or Moldova or something like that in the next few years. So in addition to talking about how we better rationalize our production of weapon systems, I think this summit's also going to be consumed talking about operational concepts, how the alliance responds quickly to Russian attacks, including counterstrikes into Russia, because they know that is may come, and they won't have a lot of time to ponder their reaction.
Right now, I have good indication from talking to Berlin that Friedrich Merz understands the challenge, the new chancellor of Germany, and has a coalition that is capable of meeting the challenge, especially with German industry needing to be revived. We have strong indication that Keir Starmer understands the challenge. Note that in the bilateral trade deal that was announced in Canada just recently by the two leaders, there is 0% tariff on the defense industry in Britain being sold to the U.S., we believe Mr. Macron has spoken passionately about a European defense force. And although he's on, I can't possibly summarize all of his opinions, we do know that he's not antithetical to it. Those are three big powers. Rome, I'll bring in because they have Leonardo, which is a number one manufacturer of defensive weapons once upon a time. So they've got the elements to pull this together. Is that enough, Jeff? Is that enough leadership for NATO, 32 nations, or the EU, 27 nations?
It could well be, John. And I would also point out other countries that are particularly exposed, I think, would be willing to move in that direction as well. I think significant players, in addition to the ones that you rightfully mentioned, would be the Poles, for example, would be the Balts, would be the Nordics, particularly the Swedes and the Finns, though new members of the alliance. Both Sweden and Finland, because of their independence outside of NATO for many years, have not insignificant defense industries of their own. And those countries as well know that if Russia is going to test the unity of NATO, it's most likely to occur in their particular neighborhood. And, you know, I'd point out one other bellwether that I think is concerning.
30 seconds, Jeff, 30 seconds.
Concerning to the NATO members, and that is there's talk now that the United States may walk away from AUKUS, this agreement between the United States, Australia, and the United Kingdom to produce submarines. And I think if that happens, which I believe would be disastrous, it'll have that same sort of negative effect on UK thinking as it ponders its future as part of Europe.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, CBS News.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,